B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub app. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Felger and Mads. On a Wednesday, the beginning of NFL free agent frenzy. And I still think we're going to have some news. We've had plenty of news here in the last 24 hours, and we're going to talk about it all day long. Give me the counter on NBC Sports. Boston, T-minus 1 hour, 57 minutes until free agency begins officially at 4 p.m. today. We got you covered the entire day. This is all we're doing with the very latest news, the very latest analysis, opinion making, et cetera, all day long, wall to wall. Maz, Big Jim Murray alongside. How you guys doing?
Good, you?
Just great. Peachy. Thank you. What's the matter, Jim? Okay. His mic's not on now all of a sudden. Anyway, it did sound sarcastic. It did. I won't play a game today. Well, first of all, isn't it fun? Isn't the NFL free agency thing fun?
Oh, my God. I love it.
It's really, I mean, from a sports dork standpoint, I'm not talking like, you know, we're on a roller coaster or anything or, you know, but fun by sports dork metrics. It's fun. Fun. I mean, fun stuff.
Oh, God, I love it again because I'm into the roster building stuff. I love that. And, you know, you got good players changing teams, and the landscape of the league on top of it to me is very interesting right now.
Absolutely. Okay, but big names, big splashes, big sort of seismic moves, really sort of game-changing moves, it feels like, across the league. At skill positions, you know, these aren't guards that are moving. These aren't centers that are moving. These are guys that, you know, you draft in your fantasy league and we can sink our teeth into.
Household names.
Right. So it's just fun stuff. Fun stuff. Of course, everywhere but here. Everywhere but here.
Oh, right.
You know, yeah, we have our fun in February. Yes, you do. You have your fun in February. February's fun. March, not so much. Our version of fun here in New England is having some ham and egger, jag, veggie, former special teamer, tell us we don't know football if you don't like the Brandon Bolden signing. That's our version of fun. So that's how we have fun.
Yeah, they got Bolden back.
Guys like that. And then getting scolded. If we don't like it, we don't know football. That's fun in New England in March. But again, we have our fun in February. Yep, we have fun in February. Yep. It's March. It's March right now, so we're going to talk about what's going on March 13th. Not much fun here. But fun certainly across the league. And another thing that when you listen to Patriots fans becomes clear, and you've heard it all day, you hear it all week, you hear it at this time of year. Everyone is freaking stupid, no matter what they do. Everyone is a freaking stupid moron.
Everyone except for us.
If you, of course. Everyone but here, even if they're doing the exact same things you're doing, they're dumb and you're not. They're dumb. Everyone's dumb. Teams are dumb if they sign a player. Teams are dumb if they let a player go and can't re-sign him because they've screwed up their cap. So, but here, if you lose players, it's not because you screwed up your cap. It's because you're smart and paying that player is dumb.
It's a choice.
But if any other team signs that player, they're dumb. You get it? So it's just,
of course,
it's just degrees of dumb across the league. This is another way we have fun. Because you can't talk about your own team, so you talk about everybody else and you make fun of everybody else. And everyone, there is not one single smart signing out there. There is not one smart team that let a team go. They're all dumb for various reasons. It's degrees of dumb. So I want to play a game today.
I like it. Degrees of dumbness.
This is degrees of dumb. I'm going to give you moves or teams from across the league, and I want you to grade them. So I want you to tell me who's really effing stupid. Really bleeping stupid. That's the first tier. Second tier is who's just generically run-of-the-mill, standard stupid.
Okay.
And then there's a third category, very, very rare. Who actually might not be totally stupid effing morons, just maybe half moron.
Okay.
But because there's nothing else.
No, right. Fraction of stupidity.
Yeah, because if you listen to the commentary in this town, no one else makes a smart move ever.
So 3 degrees of stupidity.
3 degrees of being an effing moron.
Okay, like it.
Okay, so one is effing moron.
Okay, moron.
Two is generic general moron.
Generically dumb.
Three is might not actually be stupid morons, just small m moron.
Half dumb.
Got it.
I like it.
The New York Jets, where are they with Le'Veon Bell?
Ooh, generically stupid.
Middle.
Yeah.
Middle of the road stupid.
I think middle of the road stupid as well. I think that's a good weapon for that offense and takes some of the burden off their second-year quarterback. So I don't think that they're, like, astronomically dumb and holy crap. Blah.
Normally, I would go high-end stupid for the running back.
Absolutely, right, because it's almost a given with the
what
Jets.
Are you really effing stupid? It's not a Jets thing. It's a running back thing. So what, you're going to commit to a stupid you are a stupid effing moron, highest level. Except this one, I want to go just that second level of stupid.
Agreed.
Because I think the number for him was a little bit lower than was projected.
Correct.
You know, in the 12s versus the 15s. They have $80 million in cap space. What the hell are they going to do? And really, most importantly, he catches the ball. He's a passing game player. And I think that can help your quarterback even more than the running thing. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah, but for checkdowns, that's where I think it's going to benefit Donald.
Absolutely.
So, see, normally, like to me, as soon as you say the word Jets, I say stupid.
The highest level of stupid.
Yeah, I mean, like Moronica.
Yeah.
Right? Residents of the country of Moronica.
It's a Pavlovian response.
Yes, absolutely. But, and I actually like many of the things they've done in this free agent season, but I can't bring myself to say that they're half stupid. So I sort of have to put them in the middle as generically stupid because I think the Jets to me sort of by definition are generically stupid. Then it's just a question of whether they can take me to Moronica.
Okay. So again, which level is stupid? What level is stupid is Le'Veon Bell himself?
Oh, he's Moronica.
The highest level of stupid.
Correct.
Totally effing stupid.
Yep. Moron five.
What an absolute tool bag this guy is.
I say lowest level of stupid. And we'll disagree on this, but I'm never going to damn a guy for betting on himself. And granted, it blew up in his face, but he took a chance. I'm not going to damn him for that.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, if you feel that way, he cost himself $14 million, period, that he didn't get back, is never going to get back. Just not going to get it back. He was franchised last year by the Steelers for $14 million. Now, I'm not calling him a moron for turning down 5 years and 70, because that's what the Jets offered him. 5 and 70. Oy vey.
It's a crazy number.
Okay, but devil's in the details. I don't know what the guarantees were. I don't know. So, there's a lot of funny money in the league. 5 and 70 doesn't tell me anything. But 1 year at 14 and a half, and then you're a free agent? Oh, you moron.
Yeah, he should have taken that. So, I shouldn't say that. I still think he's dumb.
Risk injury for a team and organization you hate at this point?
The wear and tear at that position is significant, and he gets, what, 300 touches a year if he stays healthy?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot. So the wear and tear, he might have actually, he might have come out ahead there in terms of the breakdown factor.
Well, so maybe this is debatable. I still think Le'Veon Bell's kind of a moron. I think he's got that Steeler thing. It's him and, Antonio Brown, and just a couple of morons. So in this way, the Jets are the Jets because they're getting another effing moron. Perfect Jet, right? So he's a perfect Jet. But he's got talent in the short term. I think he can help that passing game, and they've got so much cap room. What are you going to do? What are you going to take $20 million of cap room into this? I don't know. So it doesn't feel like it's only a 4-year deal. The guarantees after 2 or 3 years, it's fine. I don't know. I'm not going highest level of stupid on the Jets, but they're getting a player who's at the highest level of stupid. So again, that's Jets.
I mean, the Jets can't make a move without some excessive level of stupidity involved.
Give me what level of stupid the Giants are. Because, again, there's only levels of stupid. No one else makes smart moves other than you. So we're just grading it. This would give me the level of stupid on the Giants.
I'm going to say astronomically the highest level of stupid because I still, now near 24 hours later after this trade was made with Cleveland, I don't understand what the hell that they're doing. Because you should have got rid of Eli Manning in the first place. Why did you draft a running back? I'll actually say that, and so I can agree with you for once on this position, Mike. Why did you take Saquon Barkley when he was supposed to help the offense, and now you've torn this thing basically to shreds? You should have got rid of Eli, too. If you're telling me you're tanking for the Clemson quarterback in a couple of years, fine. I get why you would make this deal, but it still feels like there's half measures going on.
Generically stupid. Not Moronica.
Middle rung.
Yeah. Again, I put them right in the middle because I actually think the deal, they're getting a lot of heat for this trade. I think they did okay.
Me, too. Lowest level of stupid.
I mean, they got Jabari Peppers, right?
Jabril Peppers.
Jabari. Same thing.
Whatever.
Jabril Peppers, a first rounder. Like, I think, given them what Antonio Brown went for, and I think they did okay. They basically get the equivalent of 2 first round picks.
They got way more than the Raiders got for Cooper. They got way more than the Steelers got for Brown. Lowest level of stupid. Odell Beckham Jr. on that team is a freaking waste. Now, I'm not grading their other moves. Drafting the running back 2 overall? Oh, you effing morons. height of effing moronica.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last couple of years. Like, it does, I don't understand what the hell that they're trying to do.
See, that's why I can't give them the lowest level of stupid, because they're more than half stupid, because I can't figure out where they're going.
Okay, so they don't have a cohesive plan, but this is the right move. Odell Beckham on that team is a waste of their time. A waste of their time. You got to have a quarterback and a team and a system that can get them the ball. They are a 5-6 win team. You're not winning at all. And so a first, a third, and a starting player? That's a pretty good return. When you look at what the Steelers did, the Steelers, highest level of effing moronica.
Yes, I would agree with that.
They tell the world they're trading the player.
Yes, they rule moronica.
They play no cards. They take no sort of stance publicly to leverage teams. They just tell the world we're trading this bozo, and therefore they get no offers. Decent offers, because everyone knows you're just going to release the guy, or we're just going to wait because you're not going to bring him back to your team. Where Gettleman there with the Giants took just the opposite tack. He was lying the entire offseason. We didn't sign Odell to trade him. We're not trading him. Look at the cap implications. I'll get to that in a second. Laughing at the people saying they can't make those moves because of the cap. Yeah, really? But so the Giants GM all offseason, we're not trading him. And then he hauls off and trades them. Browns know they have to come to the table or else they're not going to get them. The Steelers, the height of effing moronica, say, no, we're going to trade this guy and we're going to put some artificial deadline. And all the teams look at them and go, you're not, why would we give you anything of value? You're getting rid of this guy.
In fact, I would go so far as to say Pittsburgh is now the capital of moronica is what it is. Really, again, all the way across the board, they got nothing for Bell. They got virtually nothing for Brown, you know, other than a mid-round pick. And the cap hit on top of it. Dumb. Oh, my God, is that dumb. The Steelers have redefined stupid.
So that is the height of moronica. The Giants next to the Steelers are brilliant. But no one's brilliant. No one makes good moves. The only people who make good moves are here in New England, whether it's a running back who covers punts or whatever it happens to be. They spend money smartly. Whenever they lose players, it has nothing to do with their cap situation, folks. It has nothing to do with the fact that their budget may be off. It's that they're smart to move on from players. It's the system, don't you get it? It's the system that wins here, and they're just following through on the system. Everybody else are effing morons. It's just degrees.
Right. It's degrees of stupidity.
So let's talk about degrees of stupid across the league. We'll continue to grade teams and moves with your calls.
This is fun.
Right after these words.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Wheeler now splits to the right for the Steelers on 4th and inches. Roethlisberger pulls away, hands it to Bell, runs it up the middle. He's pushed back. He did not get to the line of scrimmage. And this time, the Patriots take over on downs.
He lost the yard. It's Dante Hightower with the first stick right in the middle, which forces Bell a little off course, and he had to readjust. There were three defenders waiting for him. And
they do not actually expect Bell to show up. They believe that he is going to continue sitting out, continue not signing his franchise tag.
We know the franchise tag does not work. The franchise tag has a strategy to sign players who are elite level players that we have, quite frankly, outseen the efficacy of the franchise tag. It is a recipe for disaster.
And everybody's waiting to see the terms of the deal.
Someone's calling.
Am I taking or not?
You do what you want to do.
Hold on a second. I got to take this. Le'Veon Bell, 4 years, $52.5 million with the Jets.
Hi, Jimmy Stewart. Is that how it broke? I don't even realize that. That was Schefter?
Yeah, I just condensed it from 50 seconds to, you know, say 7 seconds.
Perfect.
This is one of the more underrated great things of this time of year, is because Adam Schefter will be on the set and have literally two phones in his hand and just stops paying attention to everyone else on the set. And he's like, nah, I got to get this. And then comes back and breaks news.
Tremendous. All right. I'm still holding out, before we go to the phones, I'm still holding out hope that the Pats are going to do something splashy-ish. I was disappointed with the Earl Thomas thing. I think he would have been a fun signing here.
Baltimore's a great place for him, though.
Would have been a fun signing. I was disappointed in that. I was holding out hope for Tate or Earl Thomas.
So if those are splashes, does Brandon Bolden even register as a drip?
No.
Don't know football, bro.
You're going to have to do Brandon Bolden on your own time.
Brandon Bolden.
I don't care either way. I care so little about Brandon Bolden that it's not even worth spending time to rip it. Other than to point out this is our version of fun, is having Vaggie ex-special teamers tell us we don't know the game if you don't like the Brandon Bolden signing. That's our version of free agent frenzy. But I'm holding out hope. I'm holding out hope that there's actually something coming here at 4 o'clock. And the Pats would be just that team to lay in the weeds, not let anyone know their business, and then at 4 o'clock when you're supposed to announce, it's announced. Through their media moles, through their favorites, Schefter probably will be, that'll be one of them, that he comes out with at 4-1. I'm still holding out hope there's something there. I don't know who's left to be considered a splash, but Tate, I think, is.
Oh, Tate's a splash.
And, I wouldn't rule out Randall Cobb or Clay Matthews or Justin Houston, someone that you know, that you can go, oh, I know that guy.
They can scratch another one off the list, one of these wide receivers. Terrell Williams intends to sign with the Oakland Raiders.
From San Diego?
Yeah.
I'm not interested in him.
I don't love him, but I'll tell you what, it's a good move for them, and I'll tell you why.
No. There are no good moves.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Unless you make them.
It's a half-stupid move for them.
Okay, thank you. The half level of stupid.
Sorry, I forgot that I got to
bite your tongue.
Yes, it's a half-stupid move for them because they made a half-stupid move with Antonio Brown. So they get a small, sort of more possession-type guy that can also get on the field in Brown. But Williams is more of a red zone, big target kind of guy. So, again, not completely stupid on the part of the Raiders.
Half-stupid. Half-stupid. But there are no smart moves anywhere else in the league other than here. And we're standing by to see that smart move that the Pats are going to make. It's coming.
Oh, my God. I love this.
Brandon in Roxbury. Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, thanks. I just want to say the Jets are not stupid, and Bell's definitely not stupid for signing this deal. So you get, $52 million 4 years and then 35 of it guaranteed and 60 with incentives that he'll definitely hit. He's also endorsed by the Jordan marketing brand. So why not go to New York, where the endorsements are great? Also, he was in a toxic environment. Why would you want to stay with someone and play and not, stay with a team that you don't want to play for? It makes no sense. I think the Jets are going in the right direction. So I think this is a good sign.
Okay, we'll see. Bite your tongue. Jets never go in the right direction. Be careful with that.
Right. They're just not going in the wrong direction.
No, they're definitely going in the wrong direction. No one else is going in the right direction. Just bite your tongue. It's just they're going in the wrong direction. It's just degrees how fast they're going there.
Right, slower.
Okay. I don't think Le'Veon Bell is a moron because he went to the Jets. To me, the Jets, in some respects, are better. It was them in Baltimore, right? That were or San Fran? Who was it? It was the Jets or San Fran,
right?
It was
Baltimore and the Jets.
I've heard Baltimore. I've heard the Jets. I also heard San Fran. Baltimore has a better football culture, but doesn't have the quarterback that the Jets do. And I think, I don't know, if I play the Baltimore Ravens and Le'Veon Bell's in the backfield, I'm just keying on him and beating the crap out of him.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Jets, they might have a chance to be more diversified with Darnold. So I think that, I don't think that, that doesn't make him dumb. It doesn't make him dumb for wanting to leave Pittsburgh. He was dumb not to play under the tag last year. That's what I think.
Well, he cost himself guaranteed money. Again,
14 and a half that he's never getting back.
Yeah, so now I suppose you could argue, again, the wear and tear factor. He didn't take hits. He maybe healed for a year, and that could benefit him. From a football standpoint, to me, San Francisco is the place to go. But, again, I have biases, Murray.
So,
biases.
San Francisco might have been it. I mean, that might be better. You know what? I think it is better than the Jets. You have a better offensive coach there. Although, again, I know the football people love Adam Gates. So I don't know. Maybe that's debatable.
Those two are a coin flip to me.
You think so?
The quarterback whisperer.
Gase or Shanahan out in San Francisco. It's just less of a circus in San Francisco, I think, than New York. I think New York and the whole Jet experience has a chance to ruin the whole thing because they ruin everything. But if the money wasn't there, he's not dumb to go to where the money was. This is his last chance at it. Alex in Virginia, hi.
Yeah, Maz, you said that the Pittsburgh Steelers are the capital of Maronica, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, the Patriots are definitely the capital of Maronica. What's a more stupid move? Trading your possible quarterback of the future for a second-round pick or releasing your running back and trading your wide receiver for a third-round pick? It's not really even a question. Patriots, F that up. completely, and they are the capital of Moronica.
Okay, well, that's that does not fit with our theme today. They're the only one who know what they're doing.
Yeah, and that's also going back a year. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm never going to forgive him for that one, as you know. But we are sort of grading the 2019 offseason now at this stage. To me, that you know, we're in a new kingdom.
So that again, that's against what our theme is today. There's only, unless you're making the move, there is no good move. It's just levels of stupid. Really effing stupid, generically stupid, and then that third very rare category might not be totally, completely, stupidly moronic, just lower M moronic. Let me ask you another one.
Half stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, that's like a third stupid, but don't confuse it. The Lions for signing Trey Flowers. How stupid are they?
Generically stupid.
Middle of the road stupid.
Yeah, middle of the road stupid, yeah. Because, again, good player. They probably paid him too much money. I think we all would agree on that. But generically, you know, dumb move.
You know, low-level stupid. Whoever got him was going to be low-level stupid because he's a damn good player. I wish he was still here.
So, but that just doesn't, I don't make, if the Pats are super smart for not signing him, which of course they are.
Oh, no, brilliant.
I'm not going to fight you people. I believe I'm with you. They're completely brilliant that they didn't give him that money because giving that money would be stupid. Don't you have to be stupid to give them that money?
Yeah.
Oh, so just, but middle of the road stupid.
Yeah, generically stupid. Again, I don't think it's more, you know, Moronica level stupid. Because to do that, you have to overpay for a mediocre or bad player. Flowers is a good player, but they paid him too much. So, generically stupid.
Steven,
which is where you're going to find me, I think, most frequently today that I'm going to suggest that most teams in the league, or most everyone that has made maneuvers, is generically stupid. There's one team that, to me, is just sort of a half stupid, and I know that that's sacrilege in these parts, but we'll get to them later.
Steven, Connecticut, your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to touch on a couple things. The Oakland Raiders took our left tackle, our blindside lineman, and Antonio Brown. They just got increasingly better. Cleveland just got a star receiver. If he keeps his head on straight, they just got better. And the Ravens, if Lamar Jackson turns out to be decent, they just got a safety from Seattle, they're going to be good too. And one thing about that guy from Virginia talking about Garoppolo trade, dude, Brady started in one more games last year than Garoppolo will in his whole entire career. So get out of here with that. Thank you.
Okay. We don't have to do Garoppolo again today. The what move did I want to talk about specifically?
Was it the Browns, the Raiders?
No, maybe the Raiders.
Earl Thomas?
Okay, so the Ravens. The Ravens are stupid because they don't have a quarterback. Is that guy going to be an NFL quarterback?
I don't know. I have my doubts now.
I mean, he helped them squeak into a playoff game.
There were times last year where I saw him and I thought, ooh, there's potential there in the passing game. And then other times
passing
I saw
passing the ball?
Yes.
In the passing game.
Small glimpses. And then there were other times I watched him and went, ooh, he's brutal. Brutal. And that, and the way it ended, I'm leaning towards brutal now.
I just think that's a hard way to win, the way they want to win. You're going to, I mean, just run the crap out of the ball and play defense. The defense, you can do it. We've seen it. When your passing game threat is that low, oh man, that's really hard.
No. Their pass game has to improve, or they're not going to win anything. That has to change. It has to improve. I still think though that the Thomas signing for them, that is a defense that relies on its safety.
He fits the profile of the Raven defender.
Absolutely. I mean, look, they've had good safeties there from, obviously, Ed Reed to Weddle. Now this guy, like, they clearly want a good safety back there.
Adam and Lowell, go ahead, please.
Hey, guys. I really like the Jets signing Le'Veon Bell because I think Darnold's a stud, and just giving him that is going to give him, like, one of the offensive weapons he needs. Plus, it's going to save them in the draft because they won't have to do something stupid, which they would do, probably like drafting DK Metcalf third overall. So now they're free to take either the best offensive tackle or that monster Quinnen Williams out of Alabama. That guy's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, you're right. The Bell signing frees him up to do something else stupid at the draft because you know that's coming. They couldn't possibly, never mind the NFL, the AFC. Well, what are the AFC East? Who in the AFC East is ever going to do anything smart? They never will. It's degrees of dumb. Speaking of which, I want degrees of dumb, a degree of dumb grade on a prominent Patriot who left you today. He signed somewhere else. And of course, that's not because you have any budget problems. That's no. It's because you're smart. You were smart to let this player go. But the degree of stupid for the signing team, I want to get to that after Murray's update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha-ha-hee-hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Patriots making a little noise Sunday, trading a fifth-round pick to the Raiders for receiver Cordarrelle Patterson and a sixth-round pick, according to NFL media insider Ian Rappaport.
Patterson runs to the 15-20. Patterson is hit at the 23, and the ball's out.
My God.
Loose at the 24 of New England and recovered by Carson of Chicago.
Terrible. Carrying it like a breadbasket. Not protecting the football. Pops right to him. Basically runs right into the back of one of his players. Pick your head up. Look where you're looking.
Goodbye, Cordarrelle Patterson. Loose to the 10. A high five at the 5 and trotting into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Boy, that'll make up for fumbling earlier. Get your butt in the end zone. Too much showboating down there. He's still losing his football game.
Yeah.
But, man.
I'm not sure Bill Belichick is going to like the way that play ended.
Yeah.
And the Patriots.
I'd be classier than that.
Mm-hmm. It's not the Patriot way of doing things on the field.
No.
The experiment. That's what I call him. I call him the experiment. It's because he can do it all. You know, so we're all just trying new things with him. So I just love what he does.
Bears have signed wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson from the New England Patriots. Guy you might remember from playing with the Minnesota Vikings. It's a two-year deal, worth $5 million per season. So 2 for $10, the reported terms so far.
All right, Chicago Bears give Cordarrelle Patterson 2 years, $10 million, $5 million guaranteed. Are they A, really effing stupid, B, just generically stupid, or C, maybe not actually completely effing moronically stupid, just small M moronic?
A, really effing stupid, colossally stupid, like enormously stupid, couldn't possibly be more stupid than to give this guy 2 years and $10 million, and I know only five of it's guaranteed and like five and a quarter or something. Whatever. He sucks. I wouldn't pay him that kind of money. That is stupid. Again, this is why it has nothing to do with the actual dollars, right? Because you could say, well, Detroit signed Trey Flowers for $18 million. This guy's only five. This is a good deal. Wrong. It's not. It's all about the value of the player you're getting for your money. And this guy, sorry. I didn't like him when he was here. I don't like him in Chicago. He blows. He's useless.
As a receiver and a weapon, but he's a good return man. So I say it's generically stupid. I'm going to take B because he can help in your return game. The Bears were dead last in kick return yards last year. Don't mention yards, but they were dead last. You pair him with that Tariq Cohen as their punt returner. That's a good tandem on special teams. Now,
$5 million to return kicks.
Look, it's the going rate. Market dictates the value. There's crazy money being thrown around.
Effing stupid. Highest level. Sorry,
no.
Go.
Well, the reason I say mid-tier and not low-level is because that coach is going to want to try to make him a weapon and have him be a wide receiver slash running back, and he'll gum up the offense, and he'll be Cordarrelle Patterson. So good riddance. Goodbye. He's your problem now.
Okay, highest level is stupid. $5 million to return kicks. Okay, and I'm surprised he got as many attempts as he did last year when all you have to do is kick it out of the back of the end zone, which they all can do now. But either way, here's what I want today. Where are all the Cordarrelle Patterson people? Because when he was here in New England, the air was filled with the stink of your farts telling me how valuable this guy was and that we didn't get him. Remember when he was running back? People love the running back. Oh, when he was the running back? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The calls. The dump. The steaming dump you took on my call board with your calls. About Cordarrelle Patterson and how many different things he can do and how valuable he is as a running back and a receiver. Again, you couldn't get enough of Cordarrelle Patterson. The Patriots did not re-sign him. I want to hear from you today. If you're consistent, you're criticizing the team. Or you're saying they didn't have the money because they've mismanaged their cap, which I know is impossible. Only other teams mismanage their cap. When other teams lose players, they mismanage their cap. When you lose players, you're just being smart. But let's try, just for a couple minutes. I'm just curious. Because you were so adamant to me about Cordarrelle effing Patterson this year. So now the Pats won't re-sign him. And didn't re-sign him and lost him. How do you feel about that? I want to hear from you. Where are the Patterson people, okay? Dylan in Boston, how do you feel about Patterson leaving the Patriots?
I am definitely not a Cordarrelle Patterson fan. I can't even imagine. Can you name one other kick returner in the league where you know how much money they make?
That's a good point.
And not only that, how much practice time they're going to waste trying to do all these stupid little plays when they could actually be practicing real plays that are going to work in a game.
My God, what a waste of time. And what a drain on Trubisky there. It's like, hey, defenses. If this guy's out there, there's only two things that are happening. He's a decoy and they're not throwing to him, or he's running in reverse. He's really not that hard to defend.
No, there was only one pass he caught last year that I remember that felt like an actual route.
Oh, what a laser by Brady in Miami,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was a great play.
It was a great throw by Brady. That's the only one I can remember. And the Bears took the cheese on this guy.
Oh, right, because I didn't even draw the parallel.
Oh, yeah, because he returned it against them.
They wipe out the stupid Bears, forget the fumble, and they go right to the kickoff return where he was shaking his ass starting at the 10-yard line. And then made T-shirts about it.
I think within the last couple of years, he did it when he was with the Vikings, too. Like, they against the Bears. Like, he's burned them more than a handful of times.
Vikings, Raiders, Patriots, Bears.
Stupid.
Are you catching on?
No, it's a big mistake. Yeah, big mistake to sign this guy to that kind of money.
Where are the Patterson people? Are you criticizing the team because you love this guy?
You mentioned Cohen just quickly. Why don't they put Cohen back there to return kicks? Maybe they're just worried about his durability, but I wouldn't waste my money on Patterson.
Find some other fast stiff to put back there and pay him $700,000.
Tavon Austin's out there, isn't he?
$5 million?
Stupid.
Kick it out of the back of the end zone and he's over.
Well, but stupid.
Maybe the league is so stupid that they still kick to him. They kick to him here. John in the car, are you pissed the Patriots let Patterson go? John in the car, are you there?
Oh, how you doing, Felger? My bad. So I just wanted to call and let you know. So last year, did he not do anything to help the team?
No, he did some things to help the team, so you must be pissed they let him go. Are you pissed they let him go?
Oh, no, sir. I'm not pissed that they let him go. And ultimately, I agree with you that paying $5 million is pretty much dumb.
Okay, see, this is what I mean. This is why we're doing the show today, because there is no dumb move in New England. There's no wrong move. There's no cap problems. There's no money problems. That's for everybody else. So when he's here, he's Jim effing Brown. He's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and Felger, you don't know football. But as soon as the Patriots let him go, they're smart. Bears, dumb. This is the show today.
Yeah, see, Felger, on a guy like Patterson, there's a line, and it's about $3.5 million, because that's what the Pats pay.
Where are the Patterson people? Where are the Patterson people? All year long, I had to smell the stink of your farts. And now your team let him go for nothing in return. Zero. I doubt he's going to be eligible for a comp pick. Can you get a comp pick for a guy who just returns effing kicks?
Can't imagine that you would.
All you did was blow farts in my face all year about Cordell Patterson. Now they let him go for nothing. Aren't you pissed at the team? Are you going to criticize the team? No? Anyone? 617-779-0985. You all forget the number? You all put it up, Vinny, to make sure people have it on the TV side? I can't. Where are you people?
It's unbelievable. The Patriots paid him $3.5 million. I thought that was stupid. And again, the Bears are giving him $5 million. Like, just proves that everyone else is dumber.
Inflation, man.
Patrick and Marble. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, guys. I love the theme of the show today. You seem so beaten down, Targa. It's amazing.
I've given up.
I haven't.
I keep laughing. But no, signing Patterson was a total stupid move. And the Bears are dumb enough to play him on offense. Who knows? They could get a comp pick off of it.
I get it. Patterson here, smart. Patterson anywhere else, stupid. Don't you get it?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
It's so simple.
Yeah. Although, you know what? The little, the slip screens, the wide receiver screens, all of those, that might be the only pass that Trubisky can throw now that I think of it.
So, you know what? I should have added that third thing. If Patterson's out there, screen, reverse, or decoy. Again, you don't have to worry about anything else. We continue with your thoughts on what's going on across the NFL. We got T-minus 1 hour and 14 minutes until the ball drops and officially moves can be made. I know everyone's been doing them already. I am still holding out that the Patriots will make a move. It'll be something that we can sink our teeth into. It will come after 4 o'clock when it's supposed to come out. And it will be the most brilliant effing thing you've ever heard of. I can guarantee you that's what you're going to think. But that's coming. That's coming. Long commercial free segment is next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger and Mazz.
I love it.
You were right, Mazz.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Manning from the gun takes the snap. Eli lobs a throw down the right side looking for Beckham. Got behind. Butler made the grab on the run. He's in the clear to the 40. He's gone to the 30. He's at the 20, holding the ball high in his right hand, past the 10, into the end zone, and a spike for a touchdown, Giants.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm trying to wonder whether I should buy in on this kid. Is he that good? The ball was in the air for about 35 yards. Beckham finds it, gets past Butler. Butler turns late. But what an awful, awful angle taken over there by Devin McCourty. I mean, you either got to go over there and hit Beckham or play the ball.
It's like the elephant in the room. I mean, you know, you don't want to talk about it. And I've gotten to the point in my life where, like, nah, there's no need to not talk about it. I believe that I will be, hopefully not just the highest paid receiver in the league, but the highest paid, period.
We didn't sign Odell to trade him, okay? So I know that's all over the place. So understand that, and that's all I need to say about that.
All along, the Giants weren't in the market shopping them, but they were taking phone calls. Their concept was they needed a blockbuster deal. From Cleveland's point of view, what Cleveland wanted was a number one receiver, a number one receiver that could go deep. There was not one available in free agency, not one in the draft. By trade, yes. So they give up a one. A Peppers, a guy they like. They didn't want to do it, but they had to. They had a three, but there's also a four going back to the Giants to replace the one they lost, because the Giants at this point didn't have a three and a four. The Giants' concept is, listen, we need a lot of things. This gives us an opportunity to have more flexibility in the draft, make some moves, and we can go fill a hole with Landon Collins. My view, I wouldn't have done it.
All right, Charlie Casserly thinks the Giants are stupid effing morons, highest level. I'm going to give him the mid-tier moron, the mid-tier stupid, because everyone's stupid today. No one does anything smart other than you. So it's just levels of dumb. This is the mid-tier level of dumb. And I'll tell you why. The actual move in a vacuum, I actually like for the Giants. I like the move. Odell Beckham there right now is a waste. They don't have an offense or a quarterback that can get him the ball. They're not a contender. So what are you doing with that guy? And in fact, as you're trying to rebuild, he's a drain. He's more trouble than he's worth, because he's one of these guys, as a lot of them are on the outside. They're those receivers that if they're not getting the ball, they're not winning, they're not happy, they bring everybody else down. So pedal that putz, okay? And so I'm all for it. And I like the way Gettleman handled it, which was, we're not trading him, thereby doing just the opposite of what the Steelers did, telling the world that we don't want to trade him, we're not going to trade him. So if you're ever going to call me, don't waste my time. And that sort of built up a market for him, if you will, and built up the price, where the Steelers were just like, yeah, we're trading the guy, windows are open. That's the highest level of, that's stupid effing stupid. So I don't mind the move in a vacuum. The problem is,
where's it all going?
Well, what's the plan?
Because right, exactly. What is the bigger picture in New York?
If you're really smart about it, you wouldn't have signed him to that deal last year and wasted tens of millions of dollars. You would have traded him then when you had him on that one-year, veteran option thing, or, you know, rookie year option thing. You would have traded him then, and you would have maybe moved on from your quarterback, and you would have
not drafted Saquon Barkley, who was, you know, looked at as a piece to that offense that felt like it was going to maybe put them over the top, or at least make them competitive again. And while he looks like an all-world talent, he's useless there now, and they should have sacked Eli already, but he's still kind of sort of good enough to maybe get you to 5 or 6 wins, so you're not fully tanking when they should be getting ready to tank for a couple of years to maybe take the quarterback from Clemson. Like, I don't understand what the hell that they're trying to go for right now.
I think they did well on Beckham again.
Yeah, the return's good.
Pepper,
it is.
Yeah, but they were getting killed for this last night. Like, they didn't get enough for him, and I'm thinking, what are these people talking about? Jabril Peppers was a first-round pick, late first, and they obviously just lost the safety in Collins, a free agency.
Right.
So now they bring in Peppers. They got a first-round pick in addition to that, middle of the first. They have their own first, not that that was part of the deal, and they got a third. I think they did pretty well. Antonio Brown got nothing in return.
Now, the comp is Amari Cooper. He went for a first last year. I think Beckham's a bit better than Cooper, so a first, a third, and that player, yeah, no, it's a good haul.
I think they did well. Again, I just don't know where it's going.
Me too, in a vacuum, right? So they're the low level of stupid. Mid level. If they had a plan, it'd just be the lowest level of stupid. Not smart, because no one's smart other than you. So back to your phones. Here's Greg and Lynn. Go ahead, Greg. Greg and Lynn, you're up next. Okay, babe, you can call us back. You know the number. Dave and Wellesley. Hi, David. You're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi.
This is a very boring sports radio take. I'm going to miss Trent Brown. I don't think they should have spent that stupid money that Oakland did. But I think there's, you know, it's just kind of weird to me as a fan that Belichick salivates over guys like Joe Cardona and Nate Ebner and Steven Gostkowski, but not like a perennial left tackle. So I'm going to miss him. And then a point on the Jets. The Jets signing Le'Veon Bell kind of makes me horny.
Oh, it's too bad your phone is crappy. I'm going to assume you think the Jets are stupid.
I loved his first take, though. Preach. I feel like there's more and more people that are joining me on my lonely island that they should have put the franchise tag on Trent Brown. I didn't want a long-term deal for him, and I thought the money was insane and good for him. He'll go get fat and happy, literally and figuratively, with the Raiders. But for one more year here on the tag, you have him as insurance as you're trying to bring along Isaiah Wynn, protecting your 42-year-old quarterback. Like, I would have liked to have seen that.
So they can't afford it.
$14.5 million?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think they can afford it, but there's people, again, there's sort of a growing thing here that the roster continues to get older, not younger, and that they've missed at the draft so much. And Greg Bedard wrote this the other day, that they have so many guys making at least $1 million in average annual value. And I would just add another thing to look at is the number of just core special teamers that they pay just to cover kicks is so high that they can't afford guys that play premium positions. And so that's sort of the trade-off that they've made, which makes them brilliant and everyone else stupid. But that's what that is. It's why don't you pay big money for those premium positions? You know, rarely is because you're busy paying your guys that cover punts.
So what did
which
Bolden,
makes you brilliant and everyone else stupid?
Do we know what Bolden got yet, Brandon Bolden? No. Because he's a special teamer, right? That's the only reason I ask.
Honestly, I don't care.
Yeah, but my point is,
I just
is,
know it's really smart to bring him back.
Okay. So this is my point, though, is that they're willing to spend, you know, 2 years and $4 million or whatever it is for Brandon Bolden, but they won't pay for a premium position on that with a guy like Brown.
No, that's why they win championships. Haven't you heard? It's
now,
the system.
Now look, with Brown, I'm sort of with him. I wasn't going to give Brown that money either, but they better get an insurance policy behind Isaiah Wynn.
Rocco and Saugus. Hi, Rocco.
Hey, listen. Okay, guys. So I hear you, you know, complaining, oh, last year Brady wasn't here for the mini camps or the passing camp, excuse me. And now we're in free agency and Belichick, the general manager, is not here. He's out in some island with his girl showing his man boobs on the beach. I mean, seriously, come on. Like, what are we doing here? I want you to start complaining like how you did all last year. I had it here about Brady not being here. This is the same. I mean, is a job that he's supposed to be. I mean, we're betting that when we play other teams that they're going to screw up the game and we're not going to screw up because we have the best coach, supposedly.
That's right.
Right? That's what we're betting on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where's the talent? I want the talent.
Talent. Talent, schmalent. Talent's for dumb teams. You need guys who can cover punts. Man, I'm going to criticize the Patriots? Three, four, how many straight Super Bowls have they been to now?
Three, four out of five.
Six or seven championships? You gotta be a moron. They got it nailed, man. Talent, schmalent. They don't need that. They jump off a raft in Barbados with Linda. I mean, and I'm being serious. Everyone else is gonna F it up at some point.
Bill doesn't even need a life jacket.
Yeah. What's the point?
You got built-in flotation devices.
What's the point? It's just degrees of stupid across the league, which is what we're discussing. How moronic are these teams? No one's smart. It's
very,
just how dumb are they?
Very dumb.
We continue with that grading. There's an hour to go now until the free agency ball drops. And I'm going to stand by this. I still think you're doing something. After 4 o'clock, we'll get it in the appropriate time. We'll get it in the legal period to sign and announce moves because they play by the rules, not anybody else. And it's going to be something we can discuss. That's what I'm saying. I was holding out hope that Earl Thomas might have been one of them. But he goes to Baltimore. Those idiots overpaid for him. Dummies. So Earl Thomas, I thought, would have been a fun player here. Fun player. I would love to see Earl Thomas work with Bill Belichick. I just think that'd be a great pairing and a fun sort of thing to see those two working together. But the Ravens got stupid, and they signed Earl Thomas. Golden Tate is still out there. So I still wonder, or maybe there's a trade. Maybe there's a trade happening that doesn't happen. You know, trades can't technically happen until the new league year starts. The new league year starts now in 59 minutes. So I think I'm still holding hope that we're going to get one. Coming back, Maz has a fascinating question, I think.
Thank you.
And now that I've oversold it, it's going to disappoint you. But it's a good question. We'll have answers.
No. The question won't disappoint you, but I won't ask it properly.
Okay, that's coming up after Murray's 90-second update. No commercials. The very latest comings and goings. Who's signing, who's going, who's coming across the league right here in the update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.